Every time I begin a new project, I wonder how I did it the last time. Every time is like the first time. Writing for me is like maths. Problems to solve, surprises along the way. Sometimes solutions come when I least expect them. And ultimately, I'm the only one who knows the answers. Unfortunately, I was never any good at maths. I tend to meander for hours or days thinking about and thinking around my subject, researching, making notes, drinking tea, playing with a cat, ensuring the house is in order before I sit down to put that first word on a page. There's something about needing order, tidiness around me before I can write. If there's washing to do, or to fold up or to put away, I do it. Dishes to wash, I wash them. And once I start, it's as if a new energy takes me over. I also exercise several times a week, which I honestly believe is a really important part of my writing process. Sometimes I have breakthroughs while on the cross trainer. I don't believe in writer's block. Absolutely do not believe in writer's block. I believe in writing, whether it's rubbish or worthy of a prize. Writing is writing and you have to do it. Something comes from something. But being physical is a huge part of my working day. I work 24/7, not all that time, but I don't have days off as such. If I don't have a commission and I'm writing on spec, my routine is different and very much depends on other demands in my life. My elderly mother, meetings, exercise, teaching. As long as I achieve my goals each week, i.e. to read a translation of a play I'm adapting, to finish the second draft of a TV script, then I'm on track. I can mostly be flexible, but I never have time off. My mind is always working. And I admit that social media does distract me. And then there's email. I used to have to respond immediately to all emails that came through, but now I've trained myself not to do it unless it's really urgent. I adore technology, but it can be very distracting. I bought an app called Pomodoro, a timer, which can be set to write for a specified amount of time. It ticks away in the background and rings loudly when you've finished, congratulating you on coming to the end. Now I have two new apps, Antisocial and Freedom. They do what Pomodoro doesn't do. They completely block out the internet for as long as you tell them to, and actually it works much better. I mostly have the urge to stay home and write on evenings when I have to go out. Early evenings and night times are best for me. A Hollywood writer has said that there are sunrise writers and sunset writers. I'm definitely the latter. I generally need a couple of hours to warm up my mind before I get down to work. If I was giving my younger self advice, I would say, don't expect miracles quickly. Mostly it takes time. Very few are lucky straight away, and luck has a great deal to do with success, whatever that means to each of us. Write what you want to write, not what you think you should write. Don't imitate others. Your voice is unique. Take your time. Rushing to send something off just because you're excited about it will be detrimental to the piece of work. There's no age limit. It'll happen when it happens. Go out, live your life. Make the most of every day. Write because you have to, not because you have romantic ideas about a writer's life. And learn that rejection is a part of the job. Learn from rejection, embrace it. Do not look upon it as failure. And above all, keep going.